Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us from the book publishing industry, and specifically the mega publisher HarperCollins, one of the four biggest publishers in the world. So they are printing a ton of books. For these books to be printed, designers and layout specialists and book pros need to figure out how to actually print it. I'm talking about layout and font. And this is the type of story that I just think is awesome. HarperCollins has recently been trying to figure out if they can use different fonts to maintain the same readability, but print books with fewer pages. I read about this in Fast Company, and they have some great visual examples of what this can look like, but I'll just say that it really does seem like unnoticeable differences between two fonts can have a big impact, particularly from a publisher as big as HarperCollins. According to this article, almost 250 million printed pages have already been saved with these tweaks. To find these ideal eco-friendly fonts, the designers at HarperCollins used a big example book and experimented with 50 different fonts. And of course, they had to balance out fonts that were easy to read and fewer pages. I'm sure it's not the same as just changing a font in your word processing software. And eventually, they ended up with 15 fonts that strike that right balance between easy to read and using less paper. From what I can see, at most, the kerning is a little bit tighter. From my limited knowledge, it seems like those letters are just a little bit closer together than with the other font, which over the course of 600 pages can save some real paper. And of course, this isn't purely altruistic. Printing less pages also saves the company money. If there's no impact on readers, a better bottom line for the company, and more trees left standing on the earth, then that feels like a win-win-win. I will link to the Fast Company article that has more information, worth a read if you're interested. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.